It's the U.S. versus Nigeria tonight at the Women's World Cup in Canada. With a win, the U.S. would advance to the knockout round. But even with a loss or a tie, the U.S. could still move on. Nigeria is the best team from Africa, and its fans are a lot of fun, as NPR's Russell Lewis found out during Nigeria's last game in Winnipeg.
Some World Cup spectators cheer for their team's country quietly. In a few of the Canadian stadiums, it can be so quiet you can listen to the players shout on the field. When Nigeria plays, this is what you hear. And don't expect to watch the game sitting down either. Their fans stand, cheer, and party the whole time. Trumpets, drums, dancing, singing. This was at the end of Nigeria's game against Australia. Despite the celebrations, Nigeria was about to lose 2-0. Dixit Adwozie moved to Canada from Nigeria 4 years ago.
That's the trick about Nigerians. We always like go, 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 go. No matter what, we don't give up. And until the end, we don't stop.
The Nigerian fans, decked out in bright green T-shirts and waving flags, have so much fun it can be difficult to watch the action on the field. Nigeria is a fixture at the World Cup, playing every tournament since it began in 1991. Their fan enthusiasm hasn't translated to success on the field. Nigeria has only made it out of the group stage once. Farouk Salam is a student at the University of Winnipeg.
You can't come in expecting to win always. You come, you win, you lose, or you draw. So regardless of what happens, you have that mentality to go there to support them. If you are down, they're also down. Who's going to keep them moving?
The players noticed too, looking up several times into the small Nigerian cheering section. Even though it will be a tall order for Nigeria to advance in this year's World Cup, fans are already thinking ahead to the next tournament in 2019. Russell Lewis, NPR News.